College, we don't have any guests to introduce. Anybody want to be introduced? Is there correspondence that we need to discuss?
I did get an email this morning from NOPEC, and we were awarded, let me just pull it up and I'll tell you the exact amount. It said, "Congratulations, Leroy Township has been awarded the Energize Community Grant," which is gonna go to the sign that we did last year, and we got $5,059 for calendar year 2026. So
okay.
It's like $700 less than last year's. But we were going to also put the next year's towards it as well, if you guys still want to do that. But yeah.
Okay, thank you. Do you have any?
No, I don't have any.
No correspondence?
No.
I have an envelope for the help from the health district, but I haven't opened it yet, so that'll be a surprise. Okay. Approval of the previous meeting minutes. I move that we approve the minutes from 1-2-26, the swearing in. Is there a second?
Second.
All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. I move we approve the minutes for the executive session on January 2nd. Is there a second?
Second.
All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. I move we approve the minutes from 1-2-26 for the organizational meeting. Is there a second?
Second.
All in favor?
Aye.
All right, at this time, the fiscal office, do you have anything for us?
I do not.
All right, I make a motion that we pay the bills. Is there a second?
Second.
All in favor?
Aye.
What does this approve the renewal of COCO note?
So that is what we use that gives us our AI that helps with the minutes and just different things
it's
like that.
It's the transcription software?
Correct. It's the transcription.
So that's $189 for?
A year.
For a year.
Yep.
Do you want to make that motion?
I'll make a motion when we continue with that.
Is there an actual contract for that?
No.
Is it just an invoice?
Yeah. Well, it's an app on the store through Apple, and it's set up with the township's email, and like the township has an Apple account that it goes through.
Okay.
So.
I'll second that. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. At this time, Rich is going to give the fired report.
Okay, the chief is working, so send it to me. Number of calls in 2025 are 630. Fire at 97, EMS 396, hazard and conditions 25, service calls 56, good intents 34, false alarms 17, special incident 5. On new business, our annual pancake breakfast will be held on April 26th. From 9 a.m. to 12:30. We're holding a swearing in for our new officers and full-time employee on February 10th at 6:30 in the fire station. The old business, we have to approve the final letter which I have here. Also the communications, the federal communications contract, which we need to do.
Well, we can't, because it's not in a final condition.
Well, that's what I was wondering, too, because they had...
They had Rich Regovich's name on there, for one
well,
thing.
Well, that's, yeah.
And then there's a change that has not been
right.
Finalized.
That, yeah.
I'd like
last
to...
I knew it was $0.75 per call, but I don't know if that's going to stick. That's why, yeah, that's really not valid.
I think that we could indicate our intention
right.
to approve it and roll over once we have it in a final condition. It's not in a condition that it can be approved right now. I do want to point out, though, that this is a five-year contract, and the cost associated with it goes up 15% to 20% every year for 5 years, and I think that's outrageous, and I think it's indefensible. And I'd love for the sheriff to come and tell us why it is he thinks it, when inflation is 3% that we should be paying 15% to 20% a year for 5 years. I think it's wrong. I think we've been painted into a corner. We don't have a choice. We have to do it.
Yeah, well, you
you know, the chief was talking to Willoughby, who indicated that they were willing to take us on at a much lower cost. Then I got a call from the mayor, and he said, well, we have to decide on how much it's really gonna cost us, because we have to add more people and everything, and so don't hold your breath, so.
I had a conversation with the mayor of Willoughby, and expressed to him that we really feel like we're not being treated all that fairly. And he kind of backpedaled a little bit, and he said that once their new dispatch center is done this coming summer, that they might be able to circle back and reconsider. Contract does have an out, but you have to give 6 months notice. So maybe we can get out of it at some point, but for now we feel like we're pretty much stuck with it. But we can't act on it tonight because it's not in a final condition. I don't know that we can or should take an actual action.
I don't know if we need to. It's an automatic rollover for a year.
From the past one?
Mm-hmm.
Interesting. I didn't get a copy of that.
No, it says so right in.
Oh, but this is for the upcoming.
But there's also a... But at least that's what...
Absent written notice of termination, this agreement shall automatically renew itself for an additional. That's for, yeah, in 2031. Maybe I'll be dead by then. Maybe I'll be dead by then. One can only hope. Okay, so.
Well, then, later.
I think it is our intention to approve this once we get a
clean copy. It's our intention.
Clean copy.
We need it cleaned up. And
yes.
Then we'll go ahead with it.
Who's going to be responsible for that?
Michael.
The chief will take care of that. So hopefully by our next meeting on the 11th, we'll have a clean copy.
I think that they still have to decide for sure on the 0.75 cents per call or whatever, right?
Chief's contacting them to make sure it's finalized.
Okay.
And also the old fire engine has been sold in GovDeals. The truck sold for $7,600 and it's scheduled to pick up. Don't have anything else other than...
The resolution for the levy. Resolution here, if you need one. Is this the good one that you're going to send in?
Mm-hmm.
So don't make any notes on it or anything.
And this is roughly, it's like $18 more than what you're collecting right now. So with the 4.5, that's going to go away.
Yeah, but we can't say that.
Well, why not?
Well, we can say it here, but it can't be on.
Correct. Right.
Okay, this would be this for the second reading, so we can go ahead and put this on the ballot. I'd like to present the following resolution and move for its adoption. Resolution 2609, determining to submit to the electors of Leroy Township the question of additional 5 mil fire levy. And I don't know, I don't really need to read the whole thing, but it's... What did they said it's 170 some dollars?
It'll be 175 per $100,000.
Per 100,000. But it's a little misleading because if this does pass, then we can drop the 4.5 that was put on in 24. So it's the difference between the two. But we can't say that.
We can't say it on the levy, on the ballot language. We can certainly say it here, and we can absolutely say it on all the levy literature. And the important thing to note is the actual increase per 100,000 once we permanently rescind the 4.5 that was renewed in 2024, it's a $18 per 100,000 valuation is the increase, which is modest, in my opinion. Speaking as a taxpayer of Leroy Township. And I think that's the key, that we have to make clear to people. If you put that in your levy literature, you have to do it. So it will happen. We can't not do it, and we will do it. So we will suspend the collection of that levy permanently, and this will take its place. And again, it will only represent an increase of $18 per 100,000 valuation over what people are paying now.
I need a second.
Second.
Can we pull a vote? Rich Van Pelt?
Aye.
Linda Burhenny?
Aye. So who's doing roads? I guess I am, huh? Okay. Yeah, you can't.
No.
You can't.
No, Rick is not here.
Okay, we've been doing quite a bit of work for the road department. First of all, we have created a new full-time job description. And I would like to make a motion that we approve that for use for upcoming hires in that department. Is there a second?
I'll second that.
All in favor?
Aye.
We are also going to approve to advertise for a full-time road department employee. And I make that motion.
Second.
All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. We have a new application, employment application for the road department. And I'd like to move that we approve that.
Second.
All in favor?
Aye.
All right, the annual mileage certification. This is where we certify once a year how many miles we're actually taking care of here in Leroy. And the current number of miles is 19.716. So we hereby certify that as of December 31st, 2025, the township was responsible for maintaining 19.716 miles of public roads. So I move that we approve this. Is there a second?
Second.
All in favor?
Aye.
And we'll take care of signing these later, if that's okay. Is that okay with you if we sign these later?
Yes.
All right. Do I have this quote for the...
Chad Walden?
Yeah. This is the application.
It was an email that I printed out.
My understanding is it's about $2,500, right? Roy went to somebody he knows to get a quote on doing repairs on the salt bin because the back of it has been kind of stove in a little bit, and he's going to be working with a guy to put steel reinforcements in there to repair that. The cost of that will, I think we should pass not to exceed $3,000. How's that?
You said $3,500.
How much?
Mm-mm. I don't think so. I think it was $3,000.
Oh, you did say $3,000. I apologize.
That's okay.
$270 per post.
And you thought up to 10 posts?
Max.
What was that?
Max.
Yes. So if we make it not to exceed $3,000, we have a little wiggle room. Just in case. So I move that we approve Chardon Welding's quote and have that work done as soon as weather permits at a cost not to exceed $3,000.
I'll second
that. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. All right.
Okay, under cemeteries, it's that time of year when we need to go up and get bids out for mowing, which we haven't done in a few years. We've been satisfied with the lady that's been doing it, and the price was very good, so but we're going to go out and see what else we can find. So I've got two things here. One is for the maintenance all year, or fall, spring, or spring, fall, for all this, for the ball fields, park, ODOT sign area, roundabout, meeting house, school property, Williams Cemetery, Northeast Cemetery, Brakeman Cemetery, and Payne Cemetery, which is way back in, about four times a year, so that keep it, no one goes back there, but I'm gonna keep it up. And so we advertise for bids on that, and there's another one for one time a year cleanup. Just before Memorial Day, we're trying to get Williams especially cleaned up, the trimmed, get all the trees pruned,
get mulch in, clean it all up, get all the junk out of there and whatever, and plant flowers at the Veterans Memorial. So when we have these, I looked them over again tonight, and it looks pretty good to me. So.
Does it include planting of flowers, and did you decide
yes,
on a
yes.
dollar figure
no,
for that?
No, we're just...
Whatever they come out
whatever
back
they
with.
Come up with.
Okay. All right.
Okay. Well, I'd like to go ahead with putting it out bids.
I'll second. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Can I just ask, are any of you guys wanting a deadline due date? Like
when
the
they
road,
have it back by?
Like
to,
the
yeah,
road bids?
We need to have that back.
Like when do you want, if we put it out, when do you guys want them back by?
Probably March should be fine.
March 1st, March 15th, March.
What's our first meeting in March.
Darn, I didn't memorize it.
Oh, no.
I
don't
know.
March 3rd.
Is March 3rd.
Meeting?
When's the second one in March?
17th.
Let's make it March 15th then.
Is it 15th?
By the 15th, because the second meeting in March is the 17th.
Okay.
We will be having corned beef.
I don't care when, as long as we get it before it starts to
okay.
Grow.
So second meeting in March.
Okay.
You good?
Mm-hmm.
All right. We have nothing under parks. I know that I told Noelle she didn't need to be here this evening, but I'm glad that you're here, Sharon, because I would like to know if you guys want to appoint Sarah Mullins as your alternate for the Zoning Commission, or have you made that decision?
Yes, we do.
Okay, if I go ahead and make that motion
yes,
then.
Yes, please.
I move that we appoint Sarah Mullins as the alternate to the Zoning Commission. She and her husband own the Greystone Dog Groomers over there. She also has considerable fiscal experience in business, and I guess her family ran a wine, like a vineyard in California, a lot of nonprofit experience, which could be very valuable for us. And she is excited to be a part of doing things with the community, so we're excited to have her. And did you second?
I will second that.
All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Sarah Mullins.
Mm-hmm.
I think we're not ready for any of the others, correct?
Correct. I would just note that I think it's there would be a term on that, though, probably rather than in perpetuity.
So would it be for a five-year appointment?
I think so, yes.
I move that we amend the motion to include that this is a five-year appointment. Is there a second?
I will do that.
All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. I know that the BZA is interested in appointing Corey Keeney to a position, but they haven't clarified to me yet which one. So hopefully by the 11th I'll have an answer, and then maybe by then you guys will have had a chance to talk to the lady who is interested in being the secretary. So that's great progress. Pretty excited about that for your sake.
Thank you.
Although you do such a good job, I hate to let you go. All right, that's it for zoning, unless anybody has anything else. Did you have anything under zoning that you want to talk about at all?
I did just the one thing that I'd sent in a letter to you about our board proposals.
Yeah, where is that?
And then
we were supposed to do that tonight.
Yeah.
So the expectation might be then to set a hearing for it within 30 days from now. Oh, great. So no. Sorry. Yeah.
So do we need to take an action on them, or do we just need to take them under consideration and purpose to have a meeting in 30 days?
Correct. Purpose as it to have a public hearing in 30 days.
A public hearing in 30 days.
And then that notice would be put on our website and then on the social media page. It's not required, I'm told, any longer to put it in the newspaper. So as long as you would do that.
As long as it's on the website? That
website and the official social media page.
Okay, so we'll need to be sure that
there's
have that
notice
posted on the township's Facebook page.
Yes.
Okay. So
within
maybe
30 days.
We could do that public hearing at our second February meeting, which is probably the end of the month of February.
Sorry.
Christy, when is our second February meeting, please?
February 24th.
Okay. That would
that's
be within
days.
The 30 days.
Yeah,
today's
days,
the 27th. So
yeah.
I would like to make a motion that we schedule a public hearing for our February 24th meeting. Do you want to do it before, like at 5:30, before the regular meeting?
We can. I don't care what time it is. If that's better, that's fine.
Can you come early?
You good with that?
Yeah.
For 5:30 on February 24th? And
27th.
Oh, I thought you said the 24th.
No.
Your next meeting. What did you say?
Didn't you say the 27th?
Yeah, my bad. Today's 27th.
You got it.
Okay. I'm going to ask for you to please, did you second that?
Mm-hmm.
All in favor?
Aye.
Please make sure that Jeremy gets this posted on the website. Possibly even have him feed it. How do you feel about having him feed it to the Leroy Peoples so that other people will see it?
Oh, you can, yeah, you can have it made available for pickup.
So have copies of it available if people want to pick it up to look at the changes, please.
It's not very long.
No, if I could just add that it's also good to have a link to the changes I sent.
Yeah, you have them in an email. Can we just not?
Jeremy could put that up too, cause so that I think people, if they have a chance to review it before.
Just wanted to
make it transparent
and easy as possible, especially for old people.
Well, so
speaking as an old person,
Sharon emailed it to us.
Okay.
And so I will forward that email with that attachment in it to Jeremy. Ask him to post the document that is in there. And that it's going to have a public hearing. You guys said 5:30. That's the only thing I didn't get.
5:30 on February 24th before our regularly scheduled meeting.
Okay.
I'm not sure, you may have to advertise that as a special meeting of some sort, as a public hearing.
I think
we have to have swearing in and everything.
If we leave it at 6, we won't have to do anything really other than announce it that we're going to have that. We left it at 6. Does that change anything?
At what point in the meeting would you then have the public hearing?
We used to have it at the end normally, but
all right, we can do that. You want to do that?
Sure, I can.
But
also
that
ask,
changes our motion.
I can also ask the prosecutor after tonight if you want how that should be done. I don't know.
Okay.
I don't think it really matters.
Okay, we can do that.
Okay.
From ours, what I've learned, because we just had our public hearing, was that either whether you have it at the beginning or the end, you do open and close your own meeting,
right,
and then open and close that public hearing.
Yeah.
The one thing I think we do have to swear people in. If people want to testify or say something, I think they're supposed to be sworn in at a public hearing. So just check
that.
Yes, and what we, what the language would be to do that.
Thank you.
Thank you for reminding us about that. I appreciate it. And for the work that you guys did to get to that point on those proposals.
Thank you.
Anything else on that? Please ask him to make it go to the Leroy Peoples page as well. Thank you.
Okay.
Old business, there doesn't appear to be any. Lots of new business, which is good. Every year, in order for us to be able to sell things on GovDeals, we have to pass a resolution. And so, under new business, I'm proposing that we approve the resolution number 26-06, a resolution authorizing the sale of township-owned personal property through GovDeals for calendar year 2026. Is there a second?
I'll second that.
You have to take the roll.
All of them.
Yes.
Linda Berhenny?
Aye.
Rich Van Pelt?
Aye.
And you're going to want this to sign?
Mm-hmm.
All righty. All right. Do you want to do the next one?
That's it.
You want to do the next one?
Cancel the May 5th meeting? Well, sure, I'll cancel the meeting. it's election day, so are we going to reset that meeting, or what are we doing?
Do we want to schedule it for a different day?
May 5th right now.
Yeah. I will be out that whole week, so don't work it around me. I'm out from December.
May.
I'm out from May 1st. I'm out from May 1st until May 10th.
Okay.
But if we do it on the 12th, then we have a meeting on the 19th. So
then just wait till the 19th?
One meeting a month?
Well, we do that all summer.
In June, we'd be doing that, so I guess we could.
Okay, so we'll just cancel the May 5th meeting then?
Okay.
Second?
Second.
All in favor?
Aye.
What does clarify November 25th mean?
It is on a Wednesday, and we weren't sure if it was, we had decided it was on a Wednesday, or if it was because Roy couldn't be here for something.
So we have a trustee meeting on November 25th, but it's on a Wednesday. Most of the meetings are all on Tuesdays. We didn't know, did you have a conflict on November 24th, or did we write it down wrong? Or
I was wondering. Yeah, I know when it was
built. Okay.
So you want to change it to the 24th?
I mean, if you want, I mean, we could keep it on the Wednesday. I don't know why.
Is that the day before Thanksgiving?
Day before Thanksgiving.
Yeah.
Yeah. I don't. I think we might have written it wrong.
Date with a turkey.
I don't know what happened, but we were talking and we were putting them on the calendar, and I was like, this cannot be right. Something happened. So you guys can either just move it to like the day before or whatever you guys want to do.
I move we change the date of the meeting from 11:25 to 11:24. Is there a second?
Okay.
I guess that's a second. All in favor? We're going to try to be less messy next time. Sorry, guys. All right. We have been working with the Lake County Prosecutor to create a resolution to engage them as our legal counsel. So I move that we approve Resolution 26-08, a resolution authorizing the Leroy Township Board of Trustees to engage the Lake County Prosecuting Attorney as legal counsel for the township. Is there a second?
I will second that.
Please call the roll.
Linda Burhenny?
Yes.
Rich Van Pelt?
Aye.
All right, there you go for that.
Thank you.
I had asked that this section be added to the agenda, items for discussion, because there's stuff we need to talk about, and it needs to be done publicly, and I feel like this is a good forum for that. For example, one of the things that I have been working on is trying to look into having a bathroom at the town hall and what that would take. And so as part of that, I talked with Charlie Klo, who did some preliminary work, and I asked these guys to print a copy of what he sent me of what he was thinking, which is a little more elaborate than what I had in mind. But
yes,
it is
actually,
but it's something.
How's that? Is it more elaborate?
I don't see why we need two bathrooms.
The idea was at the time the one would be
they're all
accessible
copies.
From the town hall, the other one would be in lower floor. Or the service department to use. So
anyways, we can talk about what it should be. But one of the big problems is how do we get water to it, and how do we do the sanitation?
Well, and I'm waiting for heat. That we'd have to heat it probably with electric, because the way the heating is now in that town hall, you know, it's up above. So I'm not sure how much power we have there, if the power needs to be upgraded or not, you know. But yeah, the water and...
So the last time I was at the town hall, I saw something that I had never noticed before, and that was a wellhead next to the building, right next to the town hall. I did not know there was a well there.
I'm not sure what it's like.
I talked to Chuck about that this past week, and he said the same thing. But it's easy to find out what it's like. You can have a well person look at it and see what it's like. So it may be that there's water much closer than we thought. The other issue was the sanitation. And I got in touch with the Lake County Board of Health, and they said, Nami, babe, you need to talk to the Ohio EPA. So I contacted the Ohio EPA lady, and she was very responsive and very kind and sent me a bunch of paperwork. But the reason we have to have a discussion, and I really think this discussion should wait until the 11th when Roy can participate, but I'm putting it out there so you can start thinking about it. Mm-hmm. Because the question is going to be, how do we want to use that building? Because that, we're going to be allowed to put in a tank, not a septic system.
Right.
And we're going to have to situate it with some kind of a, you know, pumping schedule and what have you, which is fine. But the size of the tank will be based on the use of the building. And so I personally think we should consider, and I'm just putting it out for you to think about between now and our next meeting, we should consider using it as office space and continue having these kinds of meetings here, especially because there's no bathroom, and it's probably going to be 2 years before we can have a bathroom there. But they're going to need, well, how many people are going to be using it? So how big will it need to be, and how often will it need to be pumped? And I'm asking you to consider how you want to use that building for purposes of discussion in a couple weeks. That's one thing. Another thing that I feel like we need to talk about also when Roy is back is the Leroy School property. I looked into ODNR grants, and the problem with an ODNR grant is you have to promise to make it a park and keep it a park for 15 years. And I don't know that we can commit to that when we don't have the resources to take care of it. That concerns me. And so I would like to have a robust and freewheeling discussion about the future of that property and whether it's something we can keep or whether it's something we should try to find somebody else to take care of. And I know that's hard. So I'm just putting out there for you to think about. I was going to talk to you about lodging taxes, but when I got online today, I found out that there's almost no Airbnbs or VRBOs in Leroy. So there's not much point in us pursuing a share of the lodging tax for the county. So too bad about that.
I think there's one.
Huh?
I think there's one.
Yeah, there's one or two.
Oh, there's two?
Yeah.
And they're all on my side of the township.
Where's the sign?
I'm not going to tell you where they're at, but there's two over there.
All you have to do is look. There's a map. I mean, it's not hard to find. But it's not, I don't think it's enough to make a fuss about.
No.
Also, I did some research about our door button out there that doesn't work, and I learned from Chuck that those have batteries in them. But I did not have the courage to try to open it up and replace the battery by myself. I thought that would be a great Roy job when he gets back. I would be brave enough to open it up if Roy was there to help, but I'll be happy to supply the 9-volt battery. The button on the outside doesn't open the outside door. I know. I have a whole printout from the internet of different things we can try to make it work.
I already tried the switch.
Okay.
Yeah.
Switch has already been tried.
And I thought the batteries were a backup for a power outage, not primary use.
I have no idea. All I know is he said sometimes the batteries go dead.
Okay.
So I'm like, I didn't know there was a battery.
I didn't either. That panel, the pad, looks like it might be a battery because there's no wiring. I mean, they wouldn't have been able to get into the wall.
Anyways, I have it in mind to make the door work at some point. Not forgetting about it, but...
What about the handles?
I love that you guys are looking at me like I'm going to fix a door.
Well, you got up and walked like you were doing something. Sharon, did you have something?
Not about the door handle.
Okay.
I was going to go back to the item before that when you were talking about the Leroy property.
Yes.
I just wanted to point out that there is, as part of the survey we did for the Leroy Comprehensive Plan, we asked the community what they thought and what their thoughts were about the property. And there's something in the Leroy plan about what they want to do. I'm not saying it's possible, but it was more about recreation and that, right? So I just wanted you to
I would
be
love
aware
to.
That
I
there's
would love
input.
To.
That's all.
But we don't have two nickels to rub together right now.
I know. I just
so,
wanted you to be aware.
But I would like to have a discussion, you know, of things that we might could do. Maybe we can go to the parks and see if they'll partner with us
mm-hmm.
or at least loan us their expertise to try to get some grant money. But mm-hmm. I would be worried about committing to a grant that requires that long of a commitment of time. Mm-hmm. So we'll see.
We've asked for grants from them before, and actually what's happened is that they say that the median income here is too high. Now maybe this is different, but...
I don't think ODNR looks at income. CDBG does.
No, they did.
Oh, that's the other thing I wanted to tell you. I've got written permission from the lady who runs the CDBG thing to use the remainder of the money to seal coat the thing because she said she had to have something in writing. So I wrote her a letter. I sent it to her as an email saying, is this what you're looking for? And she said, yeah, this is fine. You don't need to do anything more. So, again, the clock is ticking on that. Mm-hmm. They would like to have that money spent by May, but seal coating might be rough to get done that early in the year. I've already been in touch with the contractor, let him know that we were only going to be using what we had and not doing anything extra and just focusing on the walkway. And so he said right. he's out of town for 2 weeks and he'll be back and we'll settle that later.
Okay, I don't know if all of it needs it anyway, but there are some spots that are rather coarse.
Well, and some of it has been done. Somebody went around and crack sealed it. Because I walked around it recently.
The original company that made the sidewalk, because we complained about the cracks, they came back and they crack sealed it. So the majority of the cracks are past the 6 foot distance of the path. So it didn't have the gravel base underneath it. That's why the edges cracked. Because it overflowed and didn't have the base.
Okay, thank you. So anyway, that's set up and ready to go. We just have to finalize it with the contractor.
Okay.
And we have written permission about that. I'm trying to think if there's anything else.
They were talking about the door handle. This is said door handle. We got a note from the group that's here on Mondays that it just kind of fell off. So the outside door is not in use right now until we get said door handle fixed.
Okay.
So.
Thank you.
Yeah. I don't know.
Okay. Is there anything you want to have a future discussion about that we can put in the back of our minds and think about for a while?
Not right at the moment, no.
Okay.
I think you've got it pretty well.
Okay. Is there anything from the audience today? I really appreciate you guys being here when it's so crappy out. Thank you. Our next meeting is February 11th, 2026.
That is on a Wednesday. Please do know. That is a different day.
Motion to adjourn?
Second.
All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Perfect.
Well, thanks for coming out.
Yeah.
Yeah.
All right.
So this,
there's stuff that you need to sign.
This, I don't know.
A couple of minutes is for you.
Kind of
there's minutes for me.
Yeah.
I did want to talk to you about one thing.
That's okay. All I sent you the annual. I thought you maybe had this, but I sent that as an email. It's the annual mileage.
You're talking about getting a grant. You did well. That's the first time I've heard you talk.
Yes. So they normally
whatever it was,
here right
here.
Sign off the trustees. So they'll
you've
sign
had
off,
that before.
It's so weird that
and I will
you
be back tomorrow.
No.
That position. So Christine's
going to hear everything tonight. Good meeting. Good meetings. Like them.
Do you want to talk to these people before I set you off here?
No, I don't.